أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al-Baqarah and we've covered the first two sections. The first section being that we put ourselves in one of three categories. Either we accept guidance or we reject guidance or we pretend to accept guidance. Then we looked at the second section where we had the director of the Baqarah Learning Institution telling us all about his institution and how it's unmatched and how if we were to study at this institution, then Jannah is guaranteed in the dunya and in the akhirah. In the last talk, we looked or started off by looking at section 3, which was the first student of this university. This is covered by ayah 30 to 39, and we looked at it in the form of a sketch. We looked at Act 1, where the angels are in awe of the limitless potential that the human being has. They are instructed, they are commanded to do sijda at this awesome creation, but one refuses because of his pride and because of him covering up the truth. Now we looked at Act 2. Act 2 is from ayah 35 to 39. Let's look at the cast. Again, center stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this time, the qualities we have are Rabb. We have At-Tawwab, the one who is off-turning, the one who turns to you again and again and again. You take one step, that's it, and he'll turn to you. And the other quality here is Rahim, the merciful. We have Prophet Adam, the first human being, the first prophet, the first messenger. He's taught all knowledge and the ability to discriminate. He has an inbuilt direction finder to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A new character is introduced here, and she is Hawa, not mentioned by name, but she is his spouse. And she is his opposite and complementary companion, his soulmate in Jannah. And then we have Shaitan, not called Iblis here, arrogant, covers up the truth, stubborn, and outcast from the mainstream because of his arrogance, because of his want to seek recognition. So let's begin. Scene 1. Ya Adamu, O Adam. اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقرب هذه الشجرة فتكون من الظالمين. You and your spouse, settle in the garden. The word uses اسكن, which is be in tranquility, like Sakina, be at peace in Jannah, and eat from it wherever you want, absolutely wherever you want. But, wala, taqrab hadhihi shajarata, just don't go near this one tree, hadhihi shajarata, tree that is near. Fatakuna min al-dhalimeen, if you do that, you will be of the unjust. The tree symbolizes discord and disturbance. The Arabic word for tree, shajar, is similar to that which means to quarrel, shijar. Because in this garden of peace and ease, there was everything that you needed. So let's see what happens in scene 2. Ayah 36. فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ. Shaitan caused them both to slip and caused them to leave from what they were in. What did he say to them? That it caused them to slip from the state of pure bliss in this garden. So we have to look at Surah Al-A'raf. This is Surah number 7, Ayah 20. Shaitan says to them, وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. Your Rabb has not forbidden you this tree, except that you, if you ate of it, you'd become angels, or you would become permanent residents of Jannah. He continues to say in Ayah 21, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِهِينَ. And he swore to them both, most surely, I am a sincere advisor to you. So let's look at what happens. They're living in peace and bliss and tranquility. And comes along Shaitan. They've never heard a lie in their life. They don't even know what it sounds like. And he tells them, you happy? Incidentally, this is a version so we may understand it. And they go, yeah, blissfully. Would you like to live here forever? Obviously. And then he says, well, you know something? The only people who live here are either angels or those who have a stamp, or rather a visa for permanent residency. And the only way you get that is by eating of this tree. So by the rebellious energy of and the despair of Iblis or Shaitan, and their outer curiosity of the tree, they become distracted and slip out of this condition of peace and sort of natural contentment into a realm of doubt, illusion and disturbance. And divinity says, وَقُلْ نَحْبِتُ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. Go forth, some of you being the enemies of others. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. And for you in the earth is a place to live and a provision for a time. Mustaqar is a place of tranquility for a small amount of time. So you have a temporary abode in the world. Let's keep at the back of our mind that Adam alayhi salam was created for the world. In the next scene, scene 3 in ayah 37, we see that by his capacity for knowing all things, Prophet Adam alayhi salam realizes his affliction. And by that recognition, the Tawwabur Rahim, the oft-returning and the merciful, comes to his rescue. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Then Adam received words from his Rabb, and he turned to him. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surely he is the oft-returning and the merciful. In the next scene, we see the result of repentance, the result of turning back. So scene 4, ayah 38. قُلْ نَحْبِتُ مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Go forth from this entirely. فَإِمَّا يَعْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Indeed, guidance will come to you from me. So whoever follows my guidance will have no fear, nor shall they be sad. So Allah issues two decrees in respect of Prophet Adam and his descendants. When he ate from the tree, it was decreed that he should get down to the earth, spend his life there, with discord, enemies of each other. When he repented, it is ordained that he and his descendants should be honored with divine guidance. The first initiated the earthly life for him. The second, issued after his repentance, gives dignity and grace to that life by providing it with divine guidance, by providing it with this book. And then in the last scene, ayah 39, a warning. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. For those who disbelieve and reject my signs, or those who cover up the truth and reject my signs, they are the companions of the fire in which they shall remain. The human being is programmed to dislike fear and grief. And all this will disappear if he follows his inborn guidance system that directs him, that direction finder which directs him to divinity. Those who cover up the truth, who deny the existence, often the possibility of access to that knowledge, will be in turmoil and agitation of their self-created fires. The story of Prophet Adam a.s. is a parable for our own affliction and testing in life. Allama Tabatabai in Al-Mizan says, Adam knew through his own experience, taste of many of the beautiful attributes of Allah, Allah's forgiveness, turning mercifully to his servants, covering their mistakes, bestowing mercy on them, putting them in the shadow of his compassion and grace. These are some of the divine attributes which he has especially reserved for the sinners. Adam could not know and understand them without passing through the stages which Allah has decreed for him. The lesson is to be able to acknowledge our wrongdoings and then to immediately correct them. I'd like to end with a beautiful dua of Prophet Adam and Sayyidah Hawa in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 23, when they said, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ذَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Our Rabb, we have been unjust to ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And if you don't forgive us and you don't have mercy on us, we shall certainly be of the losers. And I guess I cannot leave this without mentioning the most beautiful ayah in the Quran, سورة الزمر سورة نمبر 39 آية 53 قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم All my abd, all my servants, all those who have registered with me, who have acted extravagantly against their own souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Surely Allah forgives the faults altogether. He is the forgiving and He is the merciful. And what better month than to apply the story of Prophet Adam into our lives and turn to Him again and again and again. Inshallah, more later.